She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And the weather here in Honolulu is just fantastic. A lot of people are driving around with cloudy headlight lenses. You see those, they're all mushy looking. Well, there's a lot of products out there that claim they can take it all off. The cheapest, easiest way is to go get a little can of Mother's Aluminum Mag Wheel Polish. The brand is Mother's. It's aluminum mag wheel polish. It's the easiest, fastest way to clean off the headlight lenses. You get a nice cloth, soft cloth, put a little dab on it, and just rub lightly, and it comes clear as brand new. And I recommend doing it to your taillight lenses too, so it becomes even brighter. Okay? Clean your headlight lenses. Actually, the foggy headlight lenses are not supposed to pass safety check, but they're passing. So what's the reason for us having safety check if it passes? What is the reason that we have safety check if it's not being done right? And nothing is going to the state, folks. The money you pay does not go to the state. The state has the administrative work to pay out in the thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars from Big Island to Kauai. So why have safety check if number one is not being done right, number two is not being enforced, and number three, none of the money is going towards paying the people in administrative work? Would you have a business that don't charge a penny, but pay your workers to do the work and lose money? That's crazy. That is just crazy. I keep telling you, people of Hawaii, write your legislatures, write your representatives, all your politicians, to cut out safety check. They cut out programs for the children in school, but not programs like this safety check thing. I know a lot of people think that we must have it, because otherwise we're going to have unsafe vehicles. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Wake up, because these cars that pass safety check, more than 90% are not safe. So what happens when there is a bad accident? They're going to turn around and sue the state. I mean, this is so frustrating. People got to do something. 40 states in America do not have safety check. One state, for instance, is Oregon. They do not have safety check. So why do we? I don't know. I don't know. I just saw one of my son Todd's friends that came to his shop. He got safety check. But you know, his tires were all ball-headed. No rubber. How can you pass safety check with ball-headed tires? Well, he passed. And it's not being enforced. You go drive around and pay attention and look. There's a lot of expired safety checks out there, and they're still out there. Anyway, check your tire pressure at least once a month. For every 5 pounds of air that you're underinflated, you lose 2 to 3 miles per gallon of gas. But if you don't care, then don't grumble about the price of gas. The price of gas in Honolulu is higher than gasoline in Hilo, folks. How can Hilo have cheaper gas? Do they refine the gas in Hilo and ship it to Honolulu? Something's wrong with that. If you have glass tinting, I recommend waxing it. Otherwise, it's going to bubble up and distort and all that and won't last. Give it a coat of wax, any kind of wax, to preserve the glass tint. I recommend using the Shell 92 V-Power gas. The Shell 92 V-Power. Not the regular, not the mid-grade. Okay? The V-Power. From the regular to the V-Power, the 92, is 20 cents difference. Go see how much is 20 cents, folks. Is one pull on the lever is 20 cents. Big whoopee-doo. You get way better, way more than that in gas mileage. But it's your money, it's your car. I don't know. I recommend removing the VIN number from all the new safety checks. The new safety checks has the VIN number on the sticker. You can use any cell phone, take picture of it, and go to a locksmith and make a spare key. Make a key for it. Okay? So, all I can do is tell you. For better gas mileage, I recommend using the K and N air filter. The letter K and the letter N, as in Nancy. Air filter will give you better gas mileage. But the good thing is it lasts for 1,000,000 miles. You never ever have to buy another air filter again. How's that? Those of you that can remember way back, the cars in the 50s and older did not need to replace the air filter. All you did was clean it and put it back. Well, this here K&N is similar to that. You wash it when it gets dirty and put it back in. Use it over. Okay. I know this part is not automotive, but it bothers me. The poor people on the big island that got hit by the hurricane. The mayor from the big island and the governor, Abercrombie, is trying to get federal funds to help those people. Well, folks, did you forget? Didn't we have a hurricane fund that all the homeowners put money into? What happened to that? Did anybody ever bring that up? Did Abercrombie bring it up? Did the mayor of the Big Island bring it up? What happened to the hurricane funds? You go check it out, folks. All I can tell you is one politician used it up. How can you use up something like that? Okay. If you have questions, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Or if you want to know something about your car or, you know, whatever, just give me a call. If you have to buy tires, I recommend getting the category called Touring. If you have a Camry, Corolla, a Nissan, anything, any car that is front wheel drive, okay, the power is on the front wheel. The Touring category tires are made especially for those cars. Okay? Now they have it in Goodyear, BF Goodrich. Every tire company has this category called Touring. Touring were made especially for those cars. So if you want your car to run better, handle better, get the Touring series. And they're usually cheaper than a normal tire. So those of you that want to save money, that's the way to go. Okay? If you want your AC to last longer, have it serviced. In the AC system, it has oil for the compressor. You need to change that oil at least every 2 years, depending on how much you use it. If you drive a lot and use it a lot, then you do it every year. Have the AC serviced, because that oil and refrigerant in the AC system builds acid. It does, okay? And if you don't take it out, it'll start to corrode the inside of your AC system, and you're going to be spending thousands and thousands of dollars to go and replace it. Okay? So, one guy told me that he went to get an estimate on how much it costs to repair his AC system. There was a leak. And the AC shop told him it's cheaper to refill it every time he needs to refill it. Because to fix the leak, he would have to change the entire AC system. That is not true, folks. Because it could be a leak in the hose or fitting. Because the hose is leaking, you're not going to replace the whole AC system. Think. Okay? Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Those of you that go to the fill gas and use a credit card at the pump, do you clear the keyboard when you're done? Okay. It is highly recommended to push the clear button. Why do you think they have a clear button there? It's to clear the info. Protect yourself. When you're done, you got your receipt, push the clear button. Okay? Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay. I recommend using ethanol, because ethanol is a good fuel. It does not hurt the engine like everybody is thinking it does. It's great. And For those of you that never tried it, I recommend trying it. It will not damage your engine. If it would damage your engine, I would not be saying it on the air. Okay? Who do we have on the phone? Oh, okay. Let's go to break, and we'll be right back with Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's rolling, Bob?
Doing just great, George. You know, I'm so happy when, like a lot of people say, that I talk a lot, including you. But that hurricane fund.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we talked about that. Was it last month? I mm-hmm. said the same thing. They spent the hurricane fund, and nobody's going to be held accountable. But it came out of everybody's pocket, and you know, to me, it's like you're paying insurance, and then when you call the insurance company, they go, what are you talking about? You're like, oh, I paid for this insurance. Where's the, oh, well, we don't have the money. You know, you're just stuck.
Yep, it's really sad, Bob. Really sad.
And the only bright thing out of all this is Mr. Abercrombie didn't get reelected. So I think a lot of people saw that what he said he was going to do and what he did was the exact opposite, and I think it caught up with him. And I can only hope that the message gets across to the other politicians that, you know, it's like people are becoming more and more informed, and they know what's going on, and they're starting to realize, you know, these guys aren't thinking, looking out for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not taking care of anybody. Like you said, they tax food, they tax the seniors. And this other thing about this garbage fee, and mm-hmm. the argument is you never paid for it. Everybody else in the mainland pays for it. I'm going, well, wait a minute. How do they pick it up all these years? It comes out of your property taxes. What is this, some kind of, you know, it's like that in the old movies, the old con game. You know, where they put the pea under the little shell and mm-hmm. move it around so fast. It just frustrates me that you can get up and talk to people like that and look them right in the eye and go, well, you never paid for it. Everybody else pays for it. What are you talking about? We got the highest taxes in the world. And, well, oh, we didn't pay for it. So, okay, so now you have another fee that they can increase and go, well, it's only $14, and we're going to raise it to $17 because, you know, it costs a lot of money for the garbage pickup. It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so insane. It's the only thing I don't like about Hawaii is the politics here and how you can just do stuff to people and don't even blink your eye. You know, the rail already way over budget. They haven't even put the first section in. I mean, George, it's like we've been telling people for years.
Nobody listens, Bob.
Oh, no, no, no. You don't understand.
Nobody listens.
This is local style. I go, oh, local style? I tell you what, every day, give me $100 out of your paycheck. And they go, well, what are you going to do for me for that? I go, hey, local style, nothing. Care. Okay, yeah. Anyway, I got that all off my chest. So I can go now. I have a big smile on my face. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Well, slowly people are learning. And hopefully it'll get fixed. You can push people only so far. And then they say, that's enough. But anyway, I recommend polishing your car, because polishing the car and making it really smooth, folks, also saves gas. I'm trying to help you save money. And these are the points to save money. Okay? So, anyway. Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Lana from IAL.
Hi, Lana.
Hi, George. One of your favorite customers. I listen to you, but, you know, I got
no, you don't listen,
so,
Lana.
Wait, you didn't give me a chance to say something. I'm a female. I won't make that excuse. I thought I'd take it to you, because when I know you and Todd can take good care of my car. Ever since I bought my new car in 06, I mean, well, it was before I had another car. I really didn't have real serious problems. Well, if I had, you know, it's because things need to be done in a car, you know, get problems, right? But at least you're always aware and you tell me, you know, that, oh, Lana, you got to fix this, blah, blah, blah. But I called because, you know, you spoke about ethanol. So guess what? You know, I told you about the gas. I go try the premium. Because I thought I heard you say something. It's okay. Well, anyway, you ain't gonna give me lecture. And so today, fill them up. V-Power. From now on, I always put V-Power, but I get all this feedback. Why you go put V-Power for you? Blah, 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 okay? I say, because George Need just said so, okay? Well, anyway, I'm making you famous, George, in a nice
way. You know, Lana.
What? Wait.
People in Hawaii always talk without really knowing the facts.
What? Oh, yeah, people. I know.
They don't know. How many people know that the gasoline is not what it is posted on the pump?
I know. I said I told them. I tell them, go your place and blah. But anyway, I don't think you cut me off because I got to tell you what I saw. I went Koneida. I think it was Friday. Yeah, I forget already. And then, I was testing YPO by Gentry. Oh, yeah, it was Friday. So you know that DPs, they have a Tesoro?
Mm-hmm.
This is a big flyer sign says ethanol is free. Do you know that?
What?
They write ethanol, free ethanol.
No, that's the sign says ethanol free gas.
Well, I didn't see the gas. Oh, mm-hmm. Sorry about that. Maybe I just thought, okay, what I wanted to see. Oh, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. That gasoline does not have ethanol in it.
Oh, really?
It does have ethanol in it. I tested it.
So misleading. Yeah, I know. You tested everything. Okay, another thing. You know,
but people don't know.
Yeah. Oh, hey, tell your audience about they had all this nice car and they go use a cheap gas. I mean, you always tell me when I bring them in that one guy, the one was up on the,
Lana, the only time people listen is at funerals and when a car breaks.
Breaks down.
That's too late.
Maybe you can remind them.
Too late.
But you know,
they're just like sheep. Once they go over the cliff, then they realize, oh my goodness, I went over the cliff.
Well, I'm not that bad. At least I take up to you. So I'll go make that excuse. But anyway, I do appreciate you. So keep up the good work, whatever.
Thank you, Lana.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So, you know, that's what really bothers me a lot is people do not test the octane, and yet they rattle away about how you should use this type of gas or that type of gas or use ethanol-free gas. That ethanol-free gas, folks, for your information, does have ethanol in it. Ethanol does not damage anything, and I can prove it to you. Anybody out there that have doubts about ethanol, come to me. I will show you. It does not damage anything. For real. And if you work in a hospital, they have ethanol in a hospital. They use it for surgery, for disinfecting. Now, if ethanol was so bad, how can they use it on your body? And if ethanol was so bad, how can you drink it? People drink it. Ethanol is in vodka. Ethanol is moonshine, bootleg liquor, whatever. How can it damage anything, folks? Something that damages rubber, plastic, fiberglass, and all that cannot, you cannot drink it. You'll die. Think, it's common sense. I get so frustrated when people don't have common sense. But, hey, it's your car. You want to damage it, go right ahead. Don't use ethanol. Just drive along your merry way, and may Heavenly Father watch over your car, because it's not going to last long. Steve Onoy did a test one time. He revved up his engine, and it wouldn't rev high. He put in ethanol, and the engine revved all the way up to the red line. It doesn't rev up because it's knocking. Okay? The gas all across America is not 92. It's 88. It's because the politicians allow it. For those of you that have new cars and European cars, go read your owner's manual. It says, do not run fuel below 92. Well, how are you going to do that, folks? There is no 92. It's posted on a pump, but the politicians won't enforce it that it has to be the right number. If you think I'm not telling you the truth, go call your politicians and ask them, how come the pump does not have the right number on it? Anybody in private business, if you did that, you'd be in court for false advertising. I tell you. And this is election year. Ask your politicians that are running for office. They're going to evade the question. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. I think it's break time.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again. And folks, when you buy new tires, they always recommend or tell you that you need wheel alignment. You don't. Okay, that's a sales pitch. You only need wheel alignment if your car pulls to the left or pulls to the right or wiggles down the freeway. Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Joe from Pahoa.
Hi, Joe.
Aloha, George. I'm calling you from Ground Zero, where in Lower Puna, where the hurricane did the most damage. I just got my phone service back, and the road, Kohiki Road, is still blocked from all the albizia trees. It's just a mess.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really glad that Abercrombie got voted out of office, because he's a liar. He said he wanted to do things for the people, but he just did things for the big corporations.
Mm-hmm.
One thing he did was to sign a geothermal bill, and he said that, oh, this is sustainable, you know, it's good for the aina, but actually it's enhanced geothermal to get electric, and they put poison chemicals down into the to the earth, and they use hydraulics like fracking, and it causes earthquakes.
Oh, no.
And it causes the poison to get into the water table. And we've already had a few earthquakes recently here in Hawaii. And the lava flow has changed directions, and now it's headed right for houses.
Oh, no.
And you see things like, I forget where it is that they suspect a big underground volcano to go. Underwater volcano to go off, and there's going to be a lot of the smoke, the ash that goes into the air, and the aviation is being warned that they shouldn't fly in mm-hmm. that area.
Mm-hmm.
So they say that it's good, but it's really
not good.
No,
it's not good. I'm against that.
It's bad for the INA.
Yes. But he don't care.
No,
he's doing the same thing in Honolulu, in Kaka'ako. All those high-rises coming up in Kaka'ako is illegal. But he told the guys to give him the permit.
Right.
It's all illegal. They didn't put into the sewer system. How can you put in all those units and have the small little tiny sewer pipe? How is it going to handle it?
No, he got paid off to
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
He lied. He said he wasn't going to do that. But it's just more people that they want everything lit, the nighttime lit up like it's daylight, more and more electrical, and insomnia is a big epidemic in this country. People are overstimulated. You've got all these ice addicts, and Starbucks everywhere. Yeah. They're all jacked up on these drugs.
How are you folks doing in Pune?
How are we doing?
Yes.
Oh, we're things are getting back to normal slowly, but quite a few people still don't have power, and a lot of the trees blew over, so a lot of the agriculture suffered a lot of damage.
Those people there that's using the little generators, the little electric generators. If you convert that, if you change the generator from either not use gasoline but use ethanol, you put 100% ethanol in there, adjust it for the ethanol, it will run 4 times longer than gasoline.
Oh. And it's cheaper?
Yes.
Well, that seems to be pretty good, but what I really like is conservation. I think we have an overpopulation problem, and just more. Every few years the population of the Earth is doubling,
mm-hmm.
and it just can't sustain that. And we want more tourists to come, so we have more dollars, but. it's wrecking the earth. I say, stay home and take care of your own home and don't come over here and ruin Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
We need the money. Pretty soon we're going to be forced to build nuclear power plants, and then we get all radiation like Fukushima.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't want that. We want wind and solar.
Now, for those people in Pune right now that are on generators, let them know to use ethanol instead of gasoline because it's clean, the exhaust fumes don't kill you, and it runs 4 times longer.
Oh, that's good news, bro. I'll let everyone know. One thing that is proposed for more electric is to have natural gas, sent over here, but that still pollutes the environment.
Yes, that pollutes. Ethanol does not pollute.
Oh, that's good.
You can pour it down in the ocean. The fish don't die. You can pour it on your grass. The grass don't die.
Yeah, with natural gas, it still pollutes, but not as much as gasoline. Not as much as
Ethanol is clean, 100%.
But they get it from fracking, and then it causes earthquakes. Yeah. In the mainland.
Ethanol is made from sugarcane or grass or anything organic.
Well, what I don't like about it, I respect your personal professional opinion, but what I don't like about ethanol is that it's burning mostly corn.
No, sugarcane.
Well, maybe here in Hawaii did they make it, but... But from what I've studied, that on the mainland...
Yeah, the corn stuff.
Around the world, it's made from...
On the mainland, they're using corn because of your government. The government is telling them to use corn and not sugarcane.
But how stupid is it to burn your own food when there's people starving all over the place?
Well, we're giving corn to foreign countries for free.
Yeah, and what it is, it's GMO corn. It's like they take a gene from an animal and they put it into a vegetable, and it's like Frankenstein. It's a Frankenstein monster, and it gets released, and it changes everything in the environment.
Yep.
And then it makes the people sick,
if you can get the people together and let them know, if they want to try the ethanol, I'll send them some, and put it in the generators.
If it can be made from stuff that we already throw away.
Yeah, all the trees that fell down, you can make ethanol from that.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You got fuel.
What?
You'll have fuel and electricity.
Excellent. But, you were talking about the credit cards in the gas pump.
Mm-hmm.
What the government is doing, the GMO people that make these Frankenfoods, they want to control everything. They want to have a monopoly of everything, and they want to get us to a cashless society. So with all this,
we got to get to some calls.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All the GMO food is making us sick, and then they want to give us food stamps. We have to use the credit card, and they want to take our money away so they can track everything we buy, and it's a surveillance state. Mm-hmm. They want to watch us all the time. It's a police state.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks for calling. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Dr. Dean on the line.
Hi, Dean.
George. Hi, George. You know, you were talking about the ethanol, not the ethanol, but the gasoline being 88 around the country.
Mm-hmm.
I know why. I was reading an article earlier this week to follow on the show. Did you know that Alaska, Hawaii, Kentucky, New Jersey, West Virginia, I cannot remember all, do not have a weight and measures watchdog? Can you dig that?
That's what?
Dog, yeah. Those are the states, Alaska, Hawaii, West Virginia, Kentucky. They all don't have a watchdog. They don't have a weight and measures guy to go test all the gasoline. So those states also have low octane gasoline too.
Well, I tested Texas, Arizona, and California, and they all don't have.
Mm.
There's no 92.
No 92. And yet, I mean, even I was surprised places like West Virginia or Kentucky or Idaho, even Alaska. You would think Alaska has all, you know, like the oil and all. No, they don't have a weights and measures guy.
Unbelievable.
I know. That's why, so you're right about that. That's why we have 88 octane, should be 92, around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, George. Hello.
Okay.
We have Brett calling from Kailua.
Hi, Brett.
Hi, George. Listening to your show the first time, and I'm just curious if I fill up my vehicle with 92, but then I'd like to do the ethanol like you're recommending. How do I purchase the ethanol?
Mm-hmm. You just come down and we put it in.
Oh, to your shop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it mixed with gas, or is it just pure ethanol? Or
it's pure ethanol, and you put it into your gas.
Oh, okay. And then it's a certain price per gallon or for fill up.
Mm-hmm. You'll love it.
All righty. Well, I'd live Kailua, but it'd be worth driving over there for one fill up, yeah?
Your car will love you for that.
Okay, I love my car, so I love it. They want it to love me back.
Okay. Give it some ethanol.
Okay. Sounds really good. Okay, mahalo.
Okay. Okay, is it break time?
Yes, it is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? And, you know, like I said, there's a lot of so-called mechanics and stuff going around and telling their customers that you don't have to run this gas, that gas, whatever. Okay? The best gas right now that we test, and Dean tests this too. We have a lot of people testing on their own with an octane tester, that the Shell Premium, the V-Power, is the cleanest burning and the best gas mileage. Go try it out. You know, try two tankfuls of the Shell V-Power and you see for yourself. Adding ethanol to that will also increase the mileage, but the ethanol protects your engine. It protects your engine from knocking. And again, Dean has tried it out, and he heard the knocking from his own van. And when he ran more ethanol, the knocking was gone. Okay? So, anyway. Wax your car, it protects the paint, but it gives you better gas mileage by waxing it. Okay? Using Autolite spark plugs, the XP. Okay? The XP series Autolite spark plug will give you better gas mileage. Okay? And it lasts up to 100,000 miles. Good spark plug. But if you use lousy gas, the spark plug will not last long. So, a good indication of bad gasoline is you have to add oil. In between oil change intervals, you end up adding oil.
How about if your oil gets dirty fast?
That's from bad gas. Bad gas causes the oil to get black fast because the pistons rattle in the cylinder and it passes carbon into the oil. Okay? And causes a lot of wear and tear in the engine by the pounding of the metal. Okay? Why do you ask that? Your oil gets black fast?
My oil gets dirty fast.
That means
versus, say, like someone I know that puts ethanol in their gas.
If you put more ethanol in the gas, it will not get dirty. The oil will stay clean for a long time.
And it can't be because I have an old car, because I have a newer car.
I know. It doesn't matter, old or new. My truck, all my cars run 100% ethanol. And I check my oil and it looks brand new. It doesn't get dirty. So, you know, I'm telling you the truth and you got to try it. In fact, a lot of people didn't believe that my Pantera runs 100% ethanol. And when I went to the Cars and Coffee down in Kaka'ako, they all came over to smell the gas tank to see if it was really ethanol. And it is. Okay? Check your brake pads, folks. Check your brake pads. A lot of people, brake pads have been going down, and because they don't check it in safety check, and they should, you know, the brake pads are going down. I recommend the EBC. Letter E as in easy. Letter B as in boy. And letter C as in cat. EBC. It's a very good brake pad. It's very good. It stops faster. It stops your car faster than the other brands. Okay? And you can get it cheap on Amazon. Amazon.com. Go check it out. Okay? You want to save money? That's the way. Because those pads last longer. They don't use the normal material. The EBC brake pads are made from Kevlar. You know that material that they use for the bulletproof vests? Same thing. Kevlar. Okay? So, that's something new that you're going to hear now on the show. EBC brake pads. As far as radiator coolant, I recommend Toyota, the Toyota Red. Use 30% antifreeze, 70% water. That formula makes your engine run cooler. 70% water, 30% antifreeze. Okay? Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Dwight from Nuuanu.
Hi, Dwight.
Aloha, George. Thanks
Aloha.
For the show. I have a quick question. I have a Ford Ranger, and can I use this tunable air filter on my car also? And mm-hmm. Where do you get it?
The what filter?
You said there's a cleanable air filter.
Oh, the K&N air filter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you get that?
You can go down to O'Reilly's. They have it.
Okay, what's the name again?
The letter K.
K.
And the letter N.
K and M.
K and N.
Okay. I thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good weekend. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay.
Wait, did he say K and M?
N. N as in Nancy.
So it's K N N.
Yes. Letter K as in Kenneth. And letter N as in Nancy. Kenneth and Nancy. K&N. Lifetime. Excellent air filter. You will actually feel the difference in the performance of your vehicle. And most of all, you never have to buy another one again. That's the beauty. It's a big savings. Okay? So, anyway. For those of you on Kauai that want to try the ethanol, you can get it from Harvey Maeda. Harvey has ethanol. And Harvey's number is 651-2813. 651-2813. You know, without trying it, you won't know. I recommend trying it. It's good stuff. You know, a lot of people say damages. It doesn't damage anything, folks. If it damaged anything, you wouldn't be able to drink it. Okay? So. And Harvey also has that fantastic electronic rust-proofing device that saves your car. We're getting a few cars coming in now with rusty fuel lines, rusty brake lines, and the bottom of the car's rusting out like crazy. Because the bottoms of the cars, the new cars, are not painted. So highly recommended to put that electronic rust-proofing device. It will keep the car from rusting. Okay? And Harvey has it, and also do we. We have it at Nita's Auto Repair.
People who buy that, they can hook it up themselves, or they have to have someone do it for them?
They can hook it up themselves. Or just have the guy hook it up. It's very simple. It's a really fantastic stuff. And all high-rise buildings should have it on the steel structure. It keeps the steel from rusting, and you will have no, what they call that stuff, spalling cracks. But we don't have that. We don't. The high-rises in Hawaii don't have it.
Well, is it possible to do that?
Yeah, this guy first started off doing rust-proofing device for all the battleships, the military ships. Then he started making it for buildings, because on the mainland, they use all the steel structures and they build the high-rises, those really, really high high-rises. And they have those on the bottom of the building. So I don't know why Hawaii don't do it. They should have done it to the Aloha Stadium. Then the Aloha Stadium would never have rusted. But hello, was anybody thinking? No, the steel don't rust. It just gets brown. Right.
How does that thing work, though?
It gets rid of the electrolysis. The electrolysis that run through the metal causes the rust. So, I don't know. I tried it a long time ago when it first came out, and I was sold. I had a piece of metal, and I grinded it all down. I put the electronic rust-proofing device on it, left the metal outside for 1 week. It stayed nice and shiny, and I disconnected the battery. The next day, it turned all brown. So, obviously, it works. Okay? So, it's better than the liquid type they used to use in the old days where they spray it and it stinks like crazy. This electronic one covers the complete 100% of the car, including the exhaust system. So, but as far as your oil getting dirty fast, you're using junk gas, Wanda. You gotta put ethanol, then your oil will not get dirty at all.
And I am using 92.
Yeah.
Well, so-called 92.
Yeah. Well, anyway. There you go. Perfect example. Well, there it is. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And hope we helped some of you out there. And, you know, it's up to you folks. If you want to do it and save your car, up to you. But please, take care of each other. This is Hawaii. It's a special place in the world. Please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha. Tonight.